Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Again on another Bitter Truth Sunday podcast. How you doing, my people? Now shout out to Zuki, man, my latest VIP patron. Yeah, much respect. You already know, man. Thank you for being a VIP supporter of the Mad Patreon. Now we go get into this right here and talk about you supposed to be plastic in your food. We're gonna talk about it and show you some things here, because this is the main talk right now. Everybody talking about it now. The sleeping people and everybody talking about the supposed to be plastic in your food. And this is what they're going to give you right now in the new times. They're never going to tell you the truth. That's why I'm here. So we're going to break it down and show you what they're passing off as plastic in your food. Remember this, we've been breaking it down the whole time to show the masses that all food contains chemical. Not plastic chemical, for say, but chemical. Wicked chemical that gonna break your body down, cause you complications and sickness, or even kill you, cancer and all. You understand? So now these people doing damage control right here to tell the people the only chemical you're consuming in food is coming out the plastic. What a damn joke. Let's get into this right here and give it the bam.
This probably sounds gross to you. Well, it's also dangerous. Plastic chemicals lurking in the foods we eat.
Listen, people. The plastic chemicals lurks in the food you eat. So now, people, now that we expose them, and now they can't do nothing else but tell you something now about these chemicals. They have to give account now for those chemicals that's in your food. So now they're going to tell you it wasn't on purpose we did this chemical in your food. It's because we put the food in plastics. What a damn joke for the dumb people here. Listen.
The reality is the chemicals are there. We've known about it for decades.
You hear that?
As KPRC2's Brittany Jeffers.
All of a sudden they know about it for decades. The chemical is there. It's nothing that we was worrying about. We know about it long time. No, people, it's bullshit. Remember what they're trying to tell you here. They're trying to disguise the chemical they use in the food to slowly kill you. They're going to blame it on the poison chemical that they use to make plastic. So they're telling you the plastic is seeking out that chemical into your food because your food is in plastic. They give you Tupperware, all of these things to basically store food in, all plastic. Every food bag is plastic. Either cans in the store are plastics. So what does that mean, people? You was using glass to carry these fluid things in, water, juices, and them things. Now they turn it into plastic bottles, and now they give you this. You better pay attention. The chemical that they put in your food to kill you is separated from the plastic chemical. You have to understand that, and I show you that they're actually using plastic as ingredients for food. You better understand. Listen.
Recent testing by Consumer Reports reveals some of the foods that have higher levels of these chemicals and how to avoid them.
Take a trip through the grocery store or stop at a fast...
we're going to find out how to avoid them here. This is a mockery, people. Like I mentioned, in this satanic side of the earth, this is all they got for you. Pay attention here.
Restaurant. From packaged produce to meat, people. Canned foods.
Go back.
Fast
go back.
Food restaurant. From packaged produce to meat.
Okay, hold on here, people. Here we go, because like I tell you, we're going to contradict them in this video. They want you to believe that because they store these things or serve you these things up in plastic, that's the reason why it's poison. No, they lie. Okay, so this is a canned goods right there. It contains the same poison. What do you think, people? Like I tell you, if you watch that video I post on YouTube where we're talking about the food, you're going to understand what it is. It's chemical to basically keep the food. It's chemical that they use to imitate food. You have to understand that the way they create food, that's why mankind sick from food instead of being healthy from it. Do you get it? Pay attention here. Watch
canned
this.
Canned foods to fast food.
And they mention fast food. One of them that we highlight long time and tell you, that's not real food, people. It's not real. It's not coming from nothing natural, including the meat. You got to understand, none of it is natural. None of those food that you're getting from the fast food place is not natural. It's created food. That means, yes, chemical involved. They have to use chemical in it. And it's the same reason why you can buy a McDonald's burger and put it on the table for years without it breaks down, without it grow molds, people. You have to understand, because it is fake food.
It probably contains some form of a chemical used to make plastic.
Yeah, that people, there you go. That's where they're going to put all the problems. The whole wide world biggest problem is plastics. Something that they give you to use with everything. The plastic is attached to everything. You don't get it, people. They bring you the supposed paper straw and tell you, listen, the paper straw right here gonna save the community, save the world of plastic. So guess what? Use a paper straw, and guess what? You take it out of a plastic wrapper. No lie. And I know this before. No lie, I noticed that the plastic straw is in a paper wrapper. Plastic straw is in a paper wrapper. And now they give you the paper straw in a plastic wrapper. What that mean? What did I try to tell you here? They will never leave out the plastic, no matter what you think. They will never leave out the plastic. They will give you some paper spoon, but they use plastic to wrap it up in. You don't get it. They can never leave out the plastic. And now they're going to tell you that's your number one killer right here. Pay attention.
It's a wide variety of packaged foods, 85 to be exact. Lauren Friedman is a science journalist at Consumer Reports. We were looking primarily for chemicals
called
phthalates.
Look at this, people. Look at this. These are what they give you to store your food in. I'm going to ask you a question. Don't you think it's a design plan here? Nothing happened by coincidence here, people. Don't you think that or know that this is not coincidence here? It's something by design. Why did they come in with these bags, people, to store food in, freezers and everything? I'm going to ask you a question. When you see them with a microwave, what they tell you to do with the microwave to make it work properly? To not for it to warm up your food and all, what happened? They give you a plastic container to cover that food in the microwave. And what they're going to tell you now? You microwave any kind of plastic, bam, the chemicals seeking into the food. Okay, what going to happen when you freeze things in these plastic bags that you give them? Wow, you don't understand. They surround us with chemical and supposedly deadly things for us. And then they're going to come and warn you about it. What you're going to do now when the whole wide world is plastic? Every damn thing. You see a car? Car is mostly made up of plastic, people. Every damn thing is plastic. Listen.
As well as bisphenols such as BPA. And we found them at levels that our scientists say are not okay. Even at low levels, studies suggest these chemicals can contribute to an increased risk of diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease, and even certain cancers.
Yes, it's caused cancer, people. And that's the only time they can explain what caused cancer, when they tell you about these deadly chemicals and you still don't get it. Under the rug a little bit, but they tell you. These are the what cause these diseases right here, people. So listen to me. The throat off is all of those chemicals in the food. Now, we're looking at broccoli right here that grows. And you're going to say, Mag, how do you get chemical in that? That's what grows it. The dirt that it grows in the soil, if it grows in any soil, people, in this new world. It's just chemical grow it, fake lights in and all. Most of these things never see the sun. What do you think? How did it come to be this right here? All chemical. So yes, people, when you eat these vegetables, you're actually taking in the chemical. That's what they use to grow it. That's what they use to stop insect from going on it. And like I say, after you poison it, the insect gets smarter than you. You throw yourself as a dumb. Because you're poisoning the damn food and then gonna eat it later. So yes, the insect's smarter than the human being, because when you're poisoning it, the insect don't eat it no more. But you, the dumb motherfucker who poisoning it and turn around and eat it, because that's what fertilizer is, 100% in a nutshell. It is just poison for the masses. They have to find a way to get to these deadly chemicals in your body by any means necessary. You eat greens, you eat vegetable, you eat fruit, it's still there. You eat some fast food, you eat rice, you eat all of these food that they put together, same diabetes, cancer, and all of these, obesity, everything gonna come into play. That's the reason why they give you food right here on this side of the earth. It's supposed to keep you healthy, but they give you food to kill you, break your body down. Bam. Mm-hmm.
But eliminating these chemicals from our diet is hard, if not impossible.
Listen, it's impossible, people. That's what it is. It's impossible because the chemical compound built up to make the food. Do you get it? You're eating chemical in the food. It got nothing to do with the plastic. The plastic just add another layer of poison to it. We already know the plastic is poison. It's not a joke. But they're acting like that's where the culprit at, people, because they don't want to admit it, that they actually poison us on earth with the food. So now they got something to blame it on. Listen.
The problem is, it's not just about avoiding food that is wrapped in plastic. There are so many ways these chemicals...
CR. That's a code in for 3 9s right there. 3 6s flip.
Can get into our food.
Look at this.
Take the conveyor belts and the food handling gloves used during food processing.
There you go, people. That's how you get the poison in your food. Yes, the gloves is plastic or rubber. It's going on a conveyor belt, and that's how it pick up these supposedly deadly chemical that come from plastic. You believe it? The chemical that they use to grow these food is supposedly livestock. That's what you need to worry about. You're supposed to be worried about eating those supposedly antibiotic chicken. The one they feed the antibiotic and all. The one that they take about 2 weeks to be big and grown for them to sell it in the store. Those are poison, 100% in. You're not going to find no food that don't contain a little bit of those poison chemical in it. They find a way to get it to everybody. If they tell you vegetarian, you're getting it. You're vegan, you're getting it. It don't matter what direction you take. The government control every aspect of the human being life. And this is what they want to happen to you right here. You contain these poisonous food right
even
here.
From contaminated
there you
water
go.
And soil.
There
so
you go.
What can you do to at least try to minimize the chemical exposure?
Take a look at that, people. Tupperware. This is what they give you right there. And don't worry about it. This was one of the most famous things right here in America, to have these Tupperware right there. You see programming after programming, late night TV, all night they're running it, selling these things. If it's not pots, which is another thing to kill you, pots that you're cooking. Yes, old Teflon, they start out with Teflon, nonstick, and all of these other things. And then, bam, now they can tell you what kind of cancer you're going to have using those pots. Everything they give you going to lead to that, people. Cancer-causing chemical seeking in your body by listening and following the government people control us. They're the one who cause us to be sick. They're the one who put these things in place.
First, you can try to avoid plastic food storage containers.
And that's all they got, people. Only that's all they got. That's what they give you. The big craze about Tupperware and, you know, different types and different covering. Oh, this can keep the hair out. Oh, this, that. And they sell it to you. And then there you go. Unbelievable. Ziploc bags everywhere. Store this, that. What they call, they have another one that they call, you know, vacuum seal. It's the same plastic. And it's to store food in. Freezer and all. What do you think, people? All of this is by design. So now they come messing with us now because they know there is no escaping this wicked chemical that they use to sick us. There is no escape it. You better understand that once you're eating in the side of the earth, taking any kind of thing on the side of the earth, you're taking in that wicked chemical with it.
If you do use them, don't microwave them.
See that? Don't microwave them. And I just mentioned, they have a cover-up thing coming with the microwaves for you to cover your food with. And that's how you get the plastic right there. It's a plastic thing to cover your food. Remember, they can't use metal in microwave, supposedly. Do you get it? You're not going to agree with those supposedly electrical waves. They're going to cause fire. So there you go, people. So the microwave surrounded by plastic. You can't warm up nothing else but plastic in there. Okay? Pay attention.
Increase chemical leaching into your food. Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea to avoid storing hot food in plastic containers.
There you go. Now you can't store hot food in plastic containers. And I already told you about those pots and everything, people. All of it contains deadly chemical. That's what they use to surround us to make sure everybody gonna have that deadly chemical in their body. That's it.
Stay away from fast foods, which are found to have some of the highest levels of plasticizer.
If you have no plastic, people, it's not, you don't get it. Plastic is part of the ingredients what make the meat. Okay, listen to me. Don't worry about the plastic seeking out in the meat. Part of the ingredients is plastic. Part of the fast food ingredients is plastic. I already told you about the chicken nuggets and the chicken strips and this burger, this hamburger that they got frozen. It's actually plastic. Part of the ingredients is plastic. They just change the texture of the plastic, put flavor in, and bam, it's anything they say it is. Do you get it? I already told you the secret. The secret to food. The secret to fake food. The government already know. All they need is the right texture and the flavor to match what they tell you you're eating, and bam, they got you. You can eat any material on this earth once it got the right texture and the right flavor. You will eat it for whatever they tell you it is. So they don't have to have real food in this fake world. Why? In an unnatural world, where they gonna get real food from, people? Think about it. In an unnatural world that they take you from naturality and say, look, we got a better way over here. Come on. Now you can live this life. You don't have to be, you know, chained in by naturality. Now you can go beyond. And plus we have naturality also. Come on. And then that's why we're in this situation right here. They sell you a lie. They sell you a dream. We can't live here without having those deadly things in our body. We can't live here without going through the devil's system and everything they got in place here. So now we're trapped and have to do what they say. And guess what? They're leading you to your destruction 100%.
It's like phthalates in CR's tests.
There you go,
one reason fast foods may have such high levels is that they're often prepared by people wearing vinyl gloves.
It's bullshit, people. You see how easy they fool you? Wow. So because they're wearing vinyl gloves, that's how the poison get in the food. No, people, that's what the ingredients is poison. You got it? The ingredients itself is poison. It made to kill you slow. That's what food do on the side of the earth. You don't believe me or what, people? The more food you take in, the quicker you die. It's that simple. That's why they can tell you about diabetes, obesity, what you think caused that. The same damn food, and they stir it up in the pandemic. What they do? They lock you down and teach you a way how to live isolated. All you're going to do is eat and drink. And guess what? They turn up the chemical in the food now. So yes, you don't have to eat a lot of it now for it to take you down. And this is where the world heading right now. In the new times, this is what you're going to get. People die quicker from eating those pies and food right here. Listen.
Known to be extremely high in these chemicals.
There you go.
Try to eat fresh, minimally processed foods like unpackaged fruits and vegetables.
Unpackaged? They tell you about the packaging like it's the packaging is a problem. Remember what I tell you to grow these food in order for them to distribute it this much around the damn world. It got to be fertilized. Remember, I already told you, we came from a place where there is no darkness. The darkness slowed down the process of growing. Do you know that? I explained it so many times. The night stopped growth. Yes, so with 24 hours of sun, yes, things will grow twice as fast, produce twice as fast. When they bring you here in this side of the earth where it's darkness, now it takes longer. So now these people have to feed you. Naturality is not there. The darkness alone tell you that we're not from here. It stop everything from growing. It stop naturality in the tracks. And that's why these people can feed you with all these supposedly chemicals that they use to speed up growth, to basically bypass certain things that the plant looking for. They can trick it into believe that it's actually there when it's not, to destroy the masses. So there you go, people. Don't trust none of these things that they tell you actually grows. You understand? It got to be manipulated. It got to be poison for it to be what it is right there to attract you to buy it.
Fewer opportunities to touch things with phthalates. Mm-hmm. Stick with wood, stainless steel.
Yes, and like you can cook in wood. This is bullshit for the masses. And all of these things that they give you, they can come and say, listen, look at PFAS. Yes, it's everywhere. And now they can sell you some things and say, look, it's PFAS free. Do you get it, people? You don't get it. Just like they come up with gluten. Did you know that word before? They say, listen, the gluten is in the food and it's bad and it's doing these things. So now they can sell you gluten free. Do you get it, people? You don't get it. They tell you about calories and now they can count calories. All of these things is to trick you to make you feel safe eating the poison that they're serving up. Move. Mm-hmm. Science fix your food for you right here. Pay attention to France.
Water is a fundamental but fragile common resource that's been increasingly depleted and polluted by human activity. Mm-hmm.
So human activity polluting the water right there. I'm going to ask you a question. Where does this water come from, people? The water that you drink. You come from a stream, a pond? Let me tell you something that a lot of people never notice, I wouldn't admit. There is no drinking water here on Earth. Did you ever notice it? Okay, we got this large body of water and it's salty. It never meant to drink. Ah, oh, you didn't think about it. Okay, where is the drinking water? Where is the clean water that the human being supposedly have to drink on this side of the Earth, where it's at? There is no drinking water, people. They gotta be putting their hands on it. Oh, put this chemical in it, spray that in it. Oh, we have to purify this, we have to do that. They don't even let you serve up the masses. Nothing without they serving something in it. Do you get it? Okay, so yes, they give you water because they got hands in it. They the one who purify it, supposedly put chemical in it to feed you. So pay attention. There is no drinking water on this side of the Earth. None at all. Which water that you can just drink? Tell me. Okay, listen.
The water the plants using water contaminated with nitrates and other pesticides.
Nitrates. And you see what they call nitrates? They say it's pesticide. So this is what I tried to tell you on the masses play sleep. I'm not the only one who know these things, but you just have to pay attention and then you can see it clearly. Okay, yes, all of these vegetation, yes, in order for them to grow, they have to poison it. Do you get it? When I say poison, not stop it from growing, but it's got poison substance in it once it grows. So now anybody taking it in or come in contact with it, gonna have that chemical in their body. When I mention chemical, we're talking about synthetic, man-made chemical that will destroy your cells and your damn body. Listen.
We just accepted you.
Pesticides like chlorothalonil. Mm-hmm.
Listen, people.
For several months now, traces of it, known as metabolites, have been detected in drinking water all over France.
There you go.
Despite the pesticide being banned since 2020.
You hear that, people? They supposedly banned the pesticide. What a joke. You see, this is how you're supposed to understand the world. They don't ban nothing. Anything that was deadly for you and you say, oh, it was deadly. They don't ban it, people. It's come under another name. This is another company. It's the same people own them. Do you get it? They can hurry up and take a hit with a bank. Say, hey, listen, they were doing this. They was creating this fake accounting. Oh, if you go to another bank, if you change that bank, leave that bank and go to another bank, the government people still have you because they own all banks. And I always tell you, in order for you to figure this out, watch a bank change location real fast on you. You see a bank in a right there in a building, they say, oh, the bank crashed, and then when you look, it's another bank pop up. Bank crash, oh, you know, this bank just fall off the map. I don't know, they got your money, they owe something to people when they go down, but they didn't go down. They actually under another company, the same government people owns. You have to understand that all banks is connected. So listen, people, this is what the world have to offer right here. They have nothing good for you. Everything gonna have chemical, deadly chemical attached to it. If you're gonna live in this side of the earth, that's part of your life. Listen.
I'm pregnant. Will I be able to give my future daughter tap water?
How has France's most strictly controlled consumable now proven to be so polluted?
Go back.
How has France's most strictly controlled consumable...
Strictly controllable. You see what they do, people? Like I said, there is no drinking water worldwide, period. There is no drinking water, people. Remember, the government have to run it to your faucet. And then, guess what, people? If the government don't run it to your faucet, and you see some people supposedly in a country, they might show you and say, look, these people don't have running proper running water, or they have these deadly virus because they're drinking out of these ponds. And so guess what, people? If the government don't come and give you clean water, you have no clean water. Okay? What did they tell you about Africa causing all those choleras and dengue fevers and all these things that they mention? Proper drinking water. They don't have proper drinking water. That's what they tell you. So what that tell you, people, when the government people have to fix up some water and send it to your sink in your pipe? There is no drinking water, people. Okay, you're gonna wait till they bottle it up, put it in a bottle real nice, plastic bottle, and slap a label on it and say spring water or drinking water. That's when you have the drinking water now? There is no drinking water on the earth, period. What happened? Okay, that's something for you to think about this Sunday here. Okay, when you find that out, give me a message. Link me up and let me know. Where is the drinking water? What water supposed to be meant for the human being to drink? Please tell me. Now, if you go to rainwater, nobody gonna drink that shit. First of all, it got a bitter aftertaste to it. It's slimy. It don't really taste like water. Why? They're the one who make it rain with chemical. That's what you need to know. So how you gonna separate the natural rain from the rain that they create? How you gonna basically separate them to know, yes, I can drink this water because it's natural rain. If they chemical up that air and let it rain, it's not good for you. Can't drink it. So listen to me, people. The world never meant for us, the world that we're in. Does that prove it yet or not? Because every single day I do a video, it keep coming up, people. It gonna show back up. This is not where we from originated. The creator himself. You believe in a creator? Okay, if you do, answer this question. Why we here? There's no creation, people. There's no creation. All illusion that man put together, or this entity put together to make you supposedly be happy and comfortable here. They're doing a real shitty job. Do you understand? I'm not belong here. I don't want to be here. Period. You have to understand that. And only wake people can come to that conclusion. The sleeping sheep don't know that there is other places. The sheep don't understand that what they show you is not really what exists. They show you this and say, that's all we have for you. You have to live this way or you can't live. It's a lie. It's a 100% lie. And I'm going to tell you this. Since the water is the most vital thing to human being, we can't live without it. They can tell you how many hours you can live, how many days you can live without having water and before you die. It's something that they claim that the human being have to have. They tell you how much percentage of your body is water. That means you have to have it. Okay? So that means it's a main source to kill people right here on earth, because you have to have it. So that's why they control it. That's why you have a meter. That's why you have pipes running to your home. The government send you water there. Without that, you'll be primitive. You'll be having all these diseases trying to get dirty water out of the pond and drink it, like the Africans that they show you. The Africans do and always have sickness. You got it? So if the government people not in place, you don't have no damn drinking water. What that tell you? We're not from here. Bam.
Now proven to be so polluted.
We even find chlorothalonil in avian water. And that's supposed...
He mentioned a wicked chemical he find in avian water. I'm going to ask you a question, people. He say he's surprised. And he show up as a fucking expert, but he surprised these things. I'm not a... I'm not a professional or no damn expert, but I'm not surprised. Because I know people, in order for them to supposedly give you clean water, that they call clean water because it's clear, it has to be chemical up, people. It got to be spiked with chemical. That's why it's clear. That's why it's clean. Look appealing for you to drink. You understand that? Okay, and I already told you about water with ingredients. You can't drink it. Okay. So you understand what I'm saying here. And to tie this to the first clip that I show you with the supposedly plastic that they're going on and on about. Yes, so what poison in the water? That's also plastic? Mm-hmm. Like I tell you people, your problem is not plastic. Your problem is the chemical that they use to feed you. That's it. The problem is not plastic. Picture it, people. If it was just plastic is the problem, you wouldn't have a bad problem. If it was just because they're storing these things in plastic containers and it's seeking off a little chemical, I wouldn't think that you have a big problem. But because the ingredients in the food is chemical, that's where your problem is. Do you understand that? Okay. It's not because you wrapped up the food in the plastic why it's poison. It's because the ingredients in the food is poison. Pay attention here.
To be the purest water recommended for children. In avian water, and that's supposed to be the purest water recommended for children.
Oh, he recommended for children. There you go, people. Drinking water. There have no drinking water on earth. The seawater can drink. The biggest body of water in the whole wide world is polluted with salt. It's salty. What's going on, people? And where is that strange water? Come from here on earth. Didn't fall from the sky. Where do we get this big body of water? And it's salty, can't drink. Where does it come from? What purpose does it serve? I'm always looking for the purpose of these things that we have in on this side of the earth. Whether it's smart or dumb, I'm doing it. Checking the purpose of it. Okay. So when you check the purpose of these things, they have no use here. You hear me? What's the purpose of these things? Huh? That's why I tell you people, the world is stupid. What's the purpose of that body of water with salt? Can't help us. That's why I always mention these trees. Everybody say, naturality is about trees. Oh, once we have trees, we're safe. Oh, trees show that we natural. Oh, you're planting a fake tree. How it gonna be natural? You're planting a tree that don't grow food for the people. It don't produce shit, but pollen to get you sick. Okay, so what's the purpose of it? No good purpose it serve. Okay, now go back to the salt water. What purpose it serve? It hidden a lot of shit from the human beings. It's a disguise. It stop you from going places. That water. But it could say, hey, man, I could grab a canoe and float on the water and get where I want to go. No. Mm-mm. That water is significant to the devil people keeping you here. So that means you can't use it to get out. You have to understand this. It's harder for you to get out on the water. The water is not going to cooperate with you. They know what to do to stop people from getting into certain areas. They will tell you, oh, right here is like a washing machine in the Indian Ocean and all of these things. They're trying to scare the masses, deteriorate you from even trying to go across. The water is dangerous. That's what you need to know. That's why it's there, to prevent the masses from getting out of hell. It's one of the things that keep you here. Okay. One of the things that keep you here right now is because of this water. The big body of water that serve no purpose to us. It serve purpose to them. You might say, oh, Mag, it's the beautiful sea. And beauty don't help us out in here. It's beautiful because of what? It's strange. It's a strange shit. The big body of ocean is strange. Yes, it's strange to the eyes to see an ocean that wide and big and deep with no fucking significant meaning to the human being. You understand that? It's not like we can start drinking that shit. It's too salty. Why is it salty and where does the salt come from in that water? The big flood supposedly come too. They tell you, you remember that? The big flood? 2,000 years ago, because that's how far they can go back. Nowhere else. 2,000 years ago, you have the big flood. The big flood come in and flood everybody. And the sea was still there before? The sea was there before the flood. And after the flood, and the water recede, it left back that salt water still. It's still there. It's a mystery, people. Remember that. We don't belong here. None of these things here can't help us. You have to understand that they still got to hand down something to you to keep you alive and well in this satanic part of the earth. So yes, when you realize that we're not from here or we're not belonging here, then you awake.
The Loire Atlantique in the west of France is known as the French vegetable garden.
Mm-hmm.
The soil here is sandy and water is plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetable crops are grown in greenhouses and in the open.
Greenhouses, and that's one of the things they use to trick the masses. They never understand what's greenhouse, and they also call the world greenhouse. But I tell you, no, you have greenhouse gas. When you let go anything in the earth, that means you're living in a greenhouse, a controlled environment. You see how you got them? They confess you're living in a greenhouse. So pay attention here to how they supposedly grow these foods. And I show you, people. Got a video, I don't remember how long ago I did it, and I put a clip in it where they were showing you they're growing vegetable without going outside. All of these things they used to feed you, it never grow natural. Listen.
Nah. The problem is that this intensive vegetable farming is polluting ground and surface water.
Yes, it's polluting the ground and surface water. Why? Because you have to poison the food. So that's why the poison get in the water. You listening? Listen.
We're getting less and less rain as time passes.
Uh-huh. Getting less and less rain as time passes. This is what they do to some people in this side of the earth. And in another place, they get flooded out regularly. You hear me? They can't make no plans around flooding in a lot of places. When the rain come, it keep coming intense until they flood out. And they have some places where you barely see rain. Talking about a controlled environment for your ass.
Tomatoes and strawberries. Mm-hmm. We just accept it.
This retired couple mm-hmm. drink the water from their well and the tap.
Uh-huh.
Joel is
they
a member.
Drink the water from the well and the tap. What is the tap again? The water that run to a pipe. Like I tell you, where is that water come from? The government issue it. So there's no natural water here. There's no drinking water, I should say. They have water. But is it safe to drink? The answer is no. Them people gotta come and store it up and seize it up. Just spice it up for you to drink it. That's why they have water treatment plants, people. Wow. So you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. There is no natural drinking water on earth. Remember, if you start going down to a pond and drinking that water, they're going to tell you that's the reason why Africans get diseases and viruses, because they don't have proper drinking water. That dirty water in the pond is what they tell you sicking them, giving them diseases and bacterias. So yes, people, if the government don't give you water, you have no real drinking water. In a world where they tell you, yes, it's natural, they trick you. You got it now or not? They trick us into believe that, yes, hey, it's a natural part of the earth anyway. We live in naturality where we from, in a happy place where we don't have stress, we don't have problems, we don't have these worldly things hitting us because we're comfortable in human being origin. And they move you here. And ever since they move you here, now even this right here, water, become a great commodity where they have to feed you with, as you don't have any. They turn off the water today, you're at their mercy.
The Consumer Protection Association and monitors the pollution levels of these two waters.
Monitor the pollution levels.
I wouldn't recommend well water to a pregnant woman.
See?
Because with nitrate levels...
No, you just have to don't recommend it for nobody. Nobody need those nitrons and them things in their body. It's dangerous chemical that should stay far away from the human beings. How did they let you feel comfortable taking it in? Unbelievable.
Even below 40 or 50 milligrams, we've seen
just a significant... Just like medication, people, just like medication, they basically regulate the amount that you need to have in your body by milligram. Just like medication. I already told you, the government not here to stop none of these things. They're here to basically regulate how much you're taking. They're going to tell you about the PFAS and they tell you, look, the EPA, they basically approve a certain amount of it to be in your body, but not too much. They don't want you to be overdosed with it, just like prescribed medication. What did I tell you?
Number of cancers in children.
There you go.
It's important.
There you go, people.
Joël has access to detailed information from their water provider, Atlantico.
Yes, provider.
Its vice president, Michael Dérangeon, is in charge of sanitary issues. He's been following the health impacts of metabolites since 2016 and was one of the first to warn of their presence in drinking water in levels well above the norm.
Wow.
It's crazy to think that all of these homes can't drink the water that's pumped here. That we have to go and get it 40 kilometers away and treat it. Because the water here is so polluted that even after mixing, there are still molecules that we don't recognize.
Wow, so you see that, people? There's so much chemical in the water when they check it right here. From this particular place. Go back again and listen to what he's saying. Listen.
And get it 40 kilometers away and treat it. Because the water here is so...
You see, people, they have to get it 40 kilometers away and then treat it. They still have to treat it. So that means the water that they get 40 kilometers away is still poisoned or polluted. So now they have to treat it and give you the chemical that they want in your body. Do you got it? Listen.
Polluted that even after mixing, are still molecules that we don't recognize.
You don't
and
recognize
we don't know
it?
What impact these molecules have on human health.
Using sophisticated analysis methods, Atlantico has found up to 470 molecules in its wells.
Molecules, they're talking about poisonous shit, people. That should stay away from your body. That's what they call molecules. They're finding it. Listen.
Be it pesticides, traces of medicines.
Traces of medicines. Why is medicines poison? Okay. So you believe me now. What did I tell you about all medication? It is chemical. Chemical built up. And if you're smart, you can know. As soon as you open the bottle, you smell that chemical hit you. Whether it's... Suppose it be hardcore medication or vitamins. They're all the same wicked chemical they want in the masses body.
Any human activity is found in water. To date, I don't know of any water that isn't in some way contaminated.
There you go. There you go. That tell you one thing. There is no real drinking water here on this side of the earth. And that's the reason why they take you here. What did I tell you? You're gonna need assistance. You're going to need the devil people to hold your hand the whole way. That's how you give up your damn soul. You understand that? They have to guide you all the way. And guess what they do? Throw you right into the damn chipper. What do you think? This is what they do. They have to birth you and lead you to your death. How much time I tell you? These people have to be responsible for you dying in earth for them to have your soul. And that's exactly what they're doing. With this controlled environment that you live in.
Traces of medicines. Basically, any human activity is found in water. To date, I don't know of any water that isn't in some way contaminated.
There you go. Every water
the contamination is quite widespread. And that's why we use water purification treatments.
Purification treatment. And what is that, people? More and more chemical in the water. The only reason why you don't understand me is because the water is still clear. You don't get it. The water is clear. Don't meaning that it's clean. Clear and clean is two different things. And I remember telling you the most deadly chemicals that they ever made on earth is all clear, including that damn vial of shot that they're serving you up. I mentioned Drano and them thing that you throw in your drain to unclog it. All of those things is clear. Do you understand that? The wickedest glue that you ever see that when you open it, The smell of it alone, it hit your damn brain. Crazy glue and them shit is clear. All of these things, that's clear. And deadly bleach, all of these things. Acetone, they clear, but it's the most deadliest chemical that you ever see. So why would you believe that water is purified or pure? Because it's clear. All deadly chemical is clear.
That it's safe to drink. Users of pesticides are under no legal obligation to disclose what they're spraying.
They don't have to tell you.
Atlanticord tests its treated water on living organisms, bacteria, yeast.
Yeah, that living organism, the same thing they use to make GMOs, people, the food that you're taking in mostly come from those living organisms. What I tell you, they're feeding the masses bacteria for food, and that's the reason why it kill you instead of keep you healthy.
And even human cells. Bacteria, yeast, and even human cells.
Bacteria, yeast, and even human cells. They find human cells in those water that the human being supposed to be drinking. There you go, people. What else you need to hear? So, this is what the video is about, right here. Just to make you understand, if you don't understand as yet, there is no drinking water here on the side of the earth that we are on. And if that gonna kind of wake you up a little bit more on the fact that we don't belong here, it's fine. You need to understand that. You need to come to that realization. That's why they can tell you can't love the earth and actually be in touch with the Creator at the same time. Because this side of the earth that they bring you, far, far away from the Creator. You're not in touch with the Creator no more. You're not in touch with creation. You get fake shit right here. All illusion. That's the reason why you're being controlled here. Because there's nothing else for you unless they give it to you. You understand that? Listen.
When it's green, it's fine. But when it's red, it's bad. All the fungi are dead, now even from the treated water. And so we're now trying to find the names of the molecules that could explain this toxic effect.
There you go.
This, for instance, was a metabolite that wasn't detected by conventional monitoring.
In 2020, the French National Health and Safety Agency, ANSES, launched a study into the presence of this metabolite at 300 locations across
there
France.
Go, 300 coding.
It took the agency 3 years to reveal.
And three, always coding, people, 33 coding right there for Freemasonry. Listen.
The metabolite was detected in more than 50% of treated water.
There you
in
go.
France.
After it treated, so then you find
at
it.
At all the measuring points, chlorothalonil was found on a massive scale at the beginning of 2020. By 2023, the regional health authorities had still.
Okay, so now you understand it's the treatment, people, the treatment. The treatment is the deadly chemical. You got it? It's time for you to wake up. The treatment is the deadly chemical. So when you look at milk and pasteurization, the pasteurization is the wicked chemical. That's why the milk gonna kill you. Slowly. You got it? They talk about juice, mango juice, pineapple juice. It don't matter. They have to go to pasteurization. What is that? It's something to keep it so it won't spoil. So there you go. That's the reason why. Your poison. They rather use poison to keep the food from going bad so you can have it longer in your damn on your damn shelf or take longer to get it from the store. And he still said, yes, it's good to use. Do you got it? All of those preservatives that they put in food is killers. So yes, they have to put food in bags, plastic bags, and supposedly cans and all these things to feed you is preservative. So there you go, people. In order for them to get to feed you, they have to poison the food. In order for them to get you purified water, they have to poison it. So anything that you find in the food or the water is something that they put there. So they're going to fool the masses about plastic is the deadly chemical that you're eating. I don't think so. That's a part of it, but I don't think so. The chemical itself that make the food is what our problem is. Not because it's stored in plastic that made from chemicals, because the food itself made from chemical. Move. Now, this is a joke right here. Why I say it's a joke? Because this is what I've been telling you ever since the pandemic. What did I tell you? About these supposedly countries, that plain scapegoat that the Americans always talk about, China and Russia. And guess what, people? What did I tell you? about the AI and everything that they're bringing in. So they can tell you that one of these countries that plain scapegoat hack America. And then bam, a great destruction done to the American people. And they're going to tell you, listen, it's from one of these dictators. They hack us. Remember I mentioned the electrical grid, that if they hack that and you have every damn thing in the world made out of electric, made to use with electric, everything, the world come to a dead end, come to a stop without electric. Okay, now we talk about the supposed water, the water supply, the water treatment plants. If they tell that act, what that mean? Meaning that the masses could be dead from poison, chemical poison. The ones that they tell they put in the water to make it purify, to make it look clean and everything, they can tell you they get hacked and now they get an overdose of those chemicals. Do you get it or not? This is what they got planned. That's why they mention these things. And in the supposed game room, I call it, where they tell you about they in Capitol Hill or in Parliament coming up with these shits. It's a fake shit. Listen. Or they're destroying the masses in plain sight.
FBI Director Christopher Wray sounding the alarm over China.
Oh, that FBI Director.
American safety and prosperity.
Yes, that's what they worry about.
Before I go on, I do want to make very clear that my comments today are not about the Chinese people.
And where is the Chinese people? Where is the Chinese people? They talk about China, overpopulated, they're the dictator. They do all of these things to their people. And when you check it, people, there is no Chinese. Where is the Chinese at? Please tell me. Oh, you see some Asian people and that's what you call Chinese. No. As far as I know, people, there are less Chinese in America than any damn race. You have all Vietnamese, Koreans, all of these Cambodians, Filipinos, all of them. But non-Chinese people, non-Chinese. And that's the reason why they can use them for the damn scapegoat. And tell you, oh, they're 1.5 billion deep. China population, China overpopulated. It's a fake shit. Where is the Chinese? Where is the actual Chinese? The ones that they tell you in this dictatorship and all of that. Where is the Chinese? You better wake your ass up. It's a fake shit. And they're going to blame it on a fabricated nation like Chinese. 100% fake shit for the dumb masses. Like I say, the things that are going to happen to you right here in Babylon, they're going to blame it on one of those dictators. But it's them doing it to you right here.
Really not about Chinese Americans who contribute much to our country and are frankly often the victims
shout
of
out
Chinese
to them,
Communist
right?
Party aggression themselves. Rather, when I talk about the threat posed by China, I mean the government of China.
Yes, and y'all never do shit to the government. The government can have a meeting with fucking the government in America. They can chit-chat, they can meet up, they can have all of these things and they never have a fucking problem. But now you're gonna tell me that the problem is not us, it's them. Huh? And why they don't fight? Why they don't have the disagreement? Every time something happens, the people suffer. But at the same time, it's not about the people itself. Oh, we're not talking about you. You are right. We're talking about the government, but they never push the government. They never have no war with the government for say. If the two countries start fighting, the two people who never gonna fight is the ones who supposed to be run the countries. They're never gonna square off, but they're the one who hate each other. They're the one who have the disagreement. But at the end of the day, who's gonna be ruffled and move around? The damn regular people. So listen, they're not at war with the people. They're not talking about the people. They're talking about the government. But they never go to war with the government themselves, only with the
particular
people.
Led by the CCP. Yes, the CCP's dangerous actions, China's multi-pronged assault on our national and economic security,
there you go.
Make it the defining threat of our generation.
There you go. Listen.
Now, when I described the CCP as a threat to American safety a moment ago, I meant that quite literally.
Listen.
There has been far too little public focus on the fact that PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, water treatment plants.
Bam. What did I tell you, people? Now they tell you that the Chinese people actually target it. The Chinese government actually target the American water supply people, the water treatment plants. What that mean, people? Remember, it's some wicked, deadly chemical they tell you they have to use to treat the water. If they tell you China hack it, That means it could give you an overdose, supposedly. And anybody take a sip of that water, dead immediately. So yes, people, when that destruction comes, they can just blame it on a dictatorship like China. Do you get it? This is how they're setting up the destruction to happen. They're gonna tell you these things get hacked after it's run by AI. The dumbest thing in the world is AI. So listen, people, you're gonna put the whole wide world in operation with AI. And then they're gonna tell you, look, these supposedly bad guys hack us. And now we all in deep shit.
Our electrical grid.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Our oil and natural gas pipelines.
There you go, people. Island natural gas, supposedly pipeline, so they can stop the world in its track. Because gasoline run everything. You pay attention, listen.
Transportation systems and the risk that poses to every American requires our attention now.
There you go, people.
China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure.
And they know, people, that the Chinese hackers is already positioning to attack the American, supposedly, you know, the supplies, to hack their supposedly, you know, way of life. To cripple the American and the American economy. That's what they tell you Chinese people is gearing up to do at the government. It's all bullshit. Like I tell you about the poison in the water. This is what they're going to do later on. Just get ready for one of these supposed to be big destruction. Big destruction just pop off. Prepare for it. They're warming you up for it. You understand that? That's what they want. Destruction. So they can have the depopulation. I already told you. The peoples is gone. They're disappearing and nobody's saying shit. Move. Now we talk about plastic right here and the dangers of plastic and take a look at what TikTok right here pushing people. Listen.
These are not crispy chips or curly fries. These are fried starch toothpicks.
You hear that, people? Fried starch toothpick. They're frying toothpick and eating it. Do you believe that? Okay, what the fuck is starch? You're trying to tell us that the toothpick made out of starch? No, people, it's plastic. It's 100% plastic. And I told you about the TikTok, the destruction of the youths. And now they tell you, they're showing them these things on TikTok. How to eat toothpick. Frying them and eating them like chips. I already told you, people. And it's coming from the same China, supposedly. Listen.
A device originally made for cleaning bits of food out of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Also in South Korea, they're often used in restaurants or at home to pick up finger foods or fruits.
Listen.
Recently, eating these fried starch toothpicks has become a new social media trend in the country.
Wow. And take a look at this right here. You're never going to see nobody eat it for real. Only the fucking dummies. But the people putting on the show, they're never gonna eat it. They trick you on TikTok. He hold it right there in the hand, and then he put it up, and then cup, 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 you hear it chew up. But you didn't see him put it in his mouth. Watch this. Look, and he's put the thumbs up. He just disappear out his hand, then he give you the thumbs up and say it's actually good. That's why I tell you these social media prove the world is dumb. This is just to show you up. What happened to your damn brain now in these times? You're gonna fry toothpick because they see it on a damn social media? The world gone dumb.
Video clips showing people trying to deep fry toothpick fries with seasoning on top have garnered thousands of likes and shares on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram.
There you go, people.
The recipe is simple. You put the toothpicks in hot oil until they puff up, and then add seasoning like salt and pepper, cheese, or chili powder before consuming them.
There you go, people. Mm-hmm. Look at this. You never see the person's mouth. This is why I tell you, the world is a deception. Why would you buy these things? Oh, I forgot you're a little baby, you're a kid. You don't get it yet. But yes, they have you on these social media, and you're being proper influenced by these sodomites that come to kill you. Look. Look, where is the mouth?
The country's health officials, however, issued a warning urging people to stop eating the fried toothpick.
Yes, and of course, yes, they gotta come out and urge you to stop eating it. This is how they show you that you live in a controlled environment. These people that control you and own you have to come and tell you to stop doing it. If not, the people gonna keep doing it till you have dead, all these dead people from eating plastic, fried plastic. For damn chip. You see that? What I tell you? The world is a dumbed down place. And I told you, we continue to live the way they want us to live. And we head into destruction. Time for the people to wake up. Yes, another Mag Bam Sunday. Appreciate everybody for taking it in, man. Much respect to all my podcasters right here. And the Spotify, appreciate you. And all my Patreon, 100% respect. I'm on the run.